Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hey there, good afternoon. This is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm a real estate investor. I'm a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. I also do the free workshops, and I'm excited to be with you today. In fact, I just did one of our free workshops just a while ago. It's a live stream workshop. You can actually go to lifestylesunlimited.com and sign up for one of my workshops. It's a 90-minute presentation about how we retire you in 5 years or less. And today, I want to speak directly to you about what in the world you're supposed to do. And when I say that, I mean in the context of everything that's going on in the world and politics, everything else. I saw a meme recently. I don't know if you've ever heard of Mad Dog 2020 or MD 2020. It is like a rank cheap wine that winos drink. I'm not sure I've actually ever seen it in real life, but I've heard of it all of my life. It said it had a picture of MD 2020, this wine that is just sounds like it's horrible. I think it was some kind of, and there's a lot of really strange flavors. It said, had MD 2020, we warned you years ago that 2020 would be bad. I saw that and I just laughed. I'm sure that's a lot of way a lot of people feel. And when you think about it, in 2020, we had a worldwide pandemic where nations shut down. We were told 2.5 million people in America would die. In some cities, half of the restaurants will never open again. The market crashed dramatically, regained its losses, but I'm sure many people, maybe even you, pulled out at the bottom and so got slaughtered. Mom and pop businesses across the country are closed forever while Amazon went through the roof. Jeff Bezos became even richer. Walmart, Target, and Home Depot had sales go through the roof because you can't catch coronavirus in a big box store. You can only catch it in a mom and pop shop. Now, at this point, we technically really still don't know who won the election. If it's Biden, he said, I'm going to raise taxes, I'm going to increase regulations, I'm going to take your guns, and AOC will push him to end. She said, although they get rid of all rent and mortgage payments. I'm not sure she really understands how math works. If somehow Trump wins court battles and wins, there'll be riots in the streets maybe. Who knows? So maybe you're thinking today, I'm just going to sit it out. I'm going to wait until it all calms down, and then I will figure out what to do. And that kind of thinking is a big, big problem for you because you will miss the biggest opportunities while you wait. I heard someone say one time, life is what happens while you wait. The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. That sounds terrible, but it's true because every disaster creates a massive opportunity. Back in 2008, when banks were upside down, people lost their jobs, they couldn't pay mortgages, they were over-leveraged, they had used all their money to buy houses, and then they went through their meager savings quickly, they lost their job, and boom, all the houses came back on the market for real estate investors to buy. Same thing with apartment complexes. And Del Walmsley, during that time, tripled his net worth from 2008 to 2010. He tells a story that is always shown at the beginning of the free workshop. He told it at our expo a couple years ago. Around 2008, right in that time frame, was going to buy an apartment complex, went to the bank, said, I need a loan. It's a little bit over $3 million. They said, oh, you know, the Fed has just shut us down. We're not making any loans this year. We can't do anything. He said, okay, well, I'm going to buy the deal all cash. Just write me a check for $3 million. And the banker said, but we are going to be making a few loans this year. And then went ahead, made the loan, did the deal because they don't want to lose their money because of the Fed, they get, you know, when they have, they need money in, that's how they make money. So anyway, during that time, while everyone else was panicking, saying, I'm going to wait for this banking crisis thing to be sorted out, he went and tripled his net worth. John Templeton, I mentioned before, had 500% returns in the stock market during and after World War II as Hitler was going across Europe. The time of maximum pessimism is the best time to buy, and the time of maximum optimism is the best time to sell. So I'm telling you, you need to get moving. Life is what happens while you wait. But I get it. The big question is, get moving doing what? What should I do? Well, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you five steps, five things you need to do today. It's going to get you on the road to retiring in 5 years or less. Number one, I need you to establish a clear long-term objective for your investments and then focus on that. A clear long-term objective. Why? According to a recent study, approximately 40% of Americans are at risk of retiring near the poverty level. Baby boomers, this is in the Washington Post back in June, I think, retiring in poverty more than ever before. The risk is causing 74% of Americans to work past retirement age as they attempt to save for retirement instead of building passive streams of income. Four out of five working Americans have less than 1 year's income saved in retirement accounts. People in their 60s have, on average, about $179,000 for retirement. Now, clearly that saving your way to retirement is not working for most Americans. Now, maybe you would say, David, I've wasted so much time and energy. I don't think I'll ever get there. And if I don't know what to do, I keep looking at the past and I look at this and I look at all the wasted time and I should have joined Lifestyles years ago. I should have started real estate investing years ago and I didn't and I didn't and I didn't and I didn't. I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you've been. I care where you're going. A guy by the name of Nito Cuban said, your present circumstances don't determine where you can go. They merely determine where you start. For the purpose of our discussion today, I don't care where you've been. What I care about is where you are right now and where you're going. Okay? I want to repeat that quote because it's a really good quote. Your present circumstances don't determine where you go, where you can go. They merely determine where you start. So you know where you are. I want you to picture where you want to go, and I want you to get focused on that. Tony Robbins, who I love listening to, said where focus goes, energy flows. On the other side of the break, I'm going to help you even tell you what your goal should be. I'm going to lay it out for you really clear. Glad you're with me today. Hang around. I'll give you some more information on the other side of the break.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Glad you're back with me. This is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited Radio. Right before the break, I was telling you, what I'm going to tell you today is, what do you do? In light of 2020 and all the turmoil, and still turmoil through the end of the year with the presidential stuff going on, what do you do? Well, I'm going to tell you, and I mentioned before, the quote by Nito Cuban, your present circumstances don't determine where you can go. They merely determine where you start. So what I want you to do, don't worry about the past for the purpose of our discussion today. Right now, worry about where you are and where you want to go and get focused on that. Because as Tony Robbins says, where focus goes, energy flows. So where do you want to go? Well, a financial planner will say, if you want to retire, you need to have between $1 million and $1.5 million. So basically, you need this massive pile of cash, and you'll be lucky if you earn 3% off of that massive pile of cash, which means you're going to be living on a maximum of $45,000 a year. That's with $1.5 million. You're going to live on $45,000 a year. Probably, if you've been able to accumulate $1.5 million, you probably were not. You're probably living a little better lifestyle than $45,000 a year. And so you're going to be living on $45,000 a year and consuming those dollars and hoping you die before you run out. That's a bad goal, okay? Bottom line, bad goal. Let's have a better goal. Tell me this, or don't tell me because we're on radio and I can't hear you. What are your expenses? When you have passive streams of income that meet or exceed your bills, your expenses, that's when you can retire. That's when you're done. But I want to add a little level to that. I want to say, when I say your bills, I want you to think about, okay, what are my bills every single month? And I want you to include everything. Include those things that you would like to do that maybe you currently can't do? Maybe trips overseas, vacation in Colorado, whatever the case is, you think, okay, here's that level of income where I would have all my expenses, my necessities paid for, and then also those things that I would just love to do. You don't want to throw in there, you give gifts to charity, gifts to your church, annual vacations, whatever your expenses are, that is your passive income goal. That's a much better goal than I need to have $1.5 million in the bank so I can live on $45,000 a year. That's a crazy goal. No, no. Maybe you want a higher goal. Say, I'd like my expenses to be higher. Maybe you've been tightening your belt. You've been batting down the hatches for years. You squeeze those expenses down. But if you were really living the dream, they'd be twice of what they are. I don't care. Whatever they are, write it down. Write it down and begin to think about it and begin to focus on it. Where focus goes, energy flows. So, number one, for 2020, all the turmoil, what in the world am I supposed to be doing? Write down a goal. How much passive income do I need to retire the way that I want to? I'm going to repeat that. How much passive income do I need to retire the way I want to? That's all you got to know. Now, if you want to experience something you've never experienced before, you've got to do something you've never done before. For many of you, you've never even thought about a goal that way. So focus on that. Focus on what you can do today. Now, number two. Number one is write down that goal. How much passive income? Number two, for 2020 and all the turmoil going on, what are you supposed to do right now? I want you to determine the investment vehicles that best suit your long-term goals. It's critical that you match your investments to the goal that we just talked about. If you don't, you are destined to disappointment and a life of sadness and working until you're 103, if you live to be 103. So your goal is passive income. That is income that is earned while you sleep. If I want passive income, let's say you want passive income of $100,000 a year, which would be a really nice, a substantial amount of income, because remember, you're not paying taxes on most of that because it's if it's from real estate. Oh, wait, I gave away the answer. Back up. Let's say you need $100,000 a year. Gold. Are you going to invest in gold? William Devane, he has the commercial on TV. It's on all. Hi, I'm William Devane, and I like to invest in gold. And he has a safe behind a picture in his house. And he opens up the safe on TV. Every robber in the world knows where he keeps his gold. Now, he just got to go in there. Hey, take the guy with a gun to his head. Take him to the picture. Say, give me your gold. Okay, I know it's probably not really his house, but it's just kind of funny. It cracks me up. Now, is gold, if you're investing in gold, is that going to create a dime of cash flow for you? Remember, your goal is passive income. Will you get any passive income from gold? No. It's just going to sit there and it's going to do nothing. Gold is not an investment vehicle that will suit your long-term objective. How about a 401k invested in the stock market with limited investment options where the gains are reinvested and cannot be withdrawn without penalty and it creates no cash flow to pay for the life that you're envisioning? Is your 401k in the stock market going to create any passive income for you? No. No, it's not. And when you take it out, you're going to have to pay taxes on it anyway. You have no control over it. You can't do anything with it. It's all stuck there. And if you come to our two-day class, I know the other guys do it too. I know I've seen David Fisher go through details on that 401k, how you end up much worse off than if you, it really does you no good at all. It's bottom line. It's in the class. You get it. How about this? Okay, we're determining the investment vehicles that best suit your long-term objectives. What about keeping up your equity in your home so your home is 100% free, clear, and paid for? Now, if you're a Dave Ramsey devotee, I'm not trying to get you to refinance your home right now. I'm not trying to get you to pull the equity out. I just want you to think about this. I just want you to consider it. Those dollars tied up in that home are unproductive dollars. They give you zero cash flow. They don't earn you anything. Money that is tied up in gold doesn't earn anything either. But you don't have to pay money to keep the gold. That house, you have to pay taxes, you have to pay insurance, so it is costing you money. You got a big chunk of money stuck in there, and on top of that, you're having to pay money to have it. So a free and clear house will not get you to your goal of passive income. You might do it for another reason. Maybe some other reasons in there that you want to have that house paid off. That's okay. Just know it is not an investment vehicle. It's not suited to your long-term objectives. Okay. Now, what about the stock market? Well, generally no cash flow. It goes up and then it goes down. Actually, it goes up and up and up and then it goes down. Talk all the time about 1987, Black Monday, Del Wamsley's birthday, lost a ton of money. That is when he got out of the stock market and got into real estate and ended up starting an organization that for 30 years has taught people how to find financial freedom through passive income from real estate. So I'm glad there was Black Monday, because that got Dell to go out and start investing in real estate on his own and teaching people how to retire in 5 years or less. So stock market, no cash flow, just goes up, 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 and then drops. So that is not an investment vehicle that will suit your long-term investment objective of having passive income. How about real estate? How about residential real estate? With residential real estate, you're going to get cash flow. If you do it right, you're going to get equity capture. You're going to get appreciation. You're going to have principal pay down. You're going to have a tax advantage. You're going to make money in five different ways. So you're going to be protected against the dangers of whatever might be going on out there in 2020. And you're going to have that cash flow is going to be taking you towards your goal of having passive income to retire yourself. On the other side of the break, come on back. I'm going to give you some wonderful examples of single family homes, what kind of things you can do right now in the market, okay? Glad you're with me. This is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Sign up for my free workshop.
Del Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Hey there, this is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited. So glad you're with me today. I begin the show talking about 2020 and all the turmoil going on. And I know many people are sitting around saying, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do in terms of my investing. I think I'll just sit on the sidelines. So I talked about the meme. There is a wine called, I think wine's really the wrong word, but gut rot. It's a meme. It's MD 2020. It's what winos drink. And there was a meme that had a picture of a bottle of MD 2020, and it said, we warned you years ago that 2020 would really be rough. And that is the truth. So what are you supposed to do right now? Well, I'm giving you five things to do today that you can do no matter what kind of turmoil you're in, what kind of things are going on. Number one, for investing, for retirement, if you want to retire in 5 years or less. Number one, for 2020 and all the turmoil, write down a goal. And the goal is, how much passive income do I need to retire the way I want to? What I mean by that, passive income. Income that comes in without you having to work for it. You make money while you sleep. How much to retire the way you want to? What I mean by that is, what are your monthly expenses? What would your monthly expenses be if you were living the way you wanted to live? So if you want to live a certain lifestyle, how much does that cost every month? That's your goal. So write that goal down. If it's $45,000 a year, write it down. If it's $100,000 a year, write it down. Number two is, again, for 2020 and all the turmoil, what are you supposed to do? Determine what investment vehicle best suits that goal. Remember, the goal is to generate cash flow, passive streams of income to meet or exceed your bills or your goals. Because maybe your bills, if you wanted to retire the way you want to, you'd be paying twice what your expenses are right now. So write that down. And then we begin to go through the different investment vehicles that there are available. For instance, gold. Gold is not going to make you any cash flow at all. It is not appropriate for your investment objective. If your investment objective is to retire, it's not going to work for you. Not going to do it. 401k invested in the stock market. Not going to work. Not going to do it. It provides no cash flow. Very controlled on what you can invest in. All you can do are stocks. And that just goes up, up, and then goes down. And goes up, up, and then goes down. Keeping equity in your 100% free and clear home. I said, I was real clear. I want to make sure, if you're a big Dave Ramsey devotee and you want to keep your house paid off, that's okay. But I want you just to consider the idea that all that money tied up in that house is completely unproductive. It's doing nothing for you. And gold, at least the money's unproductive tied up in gold, but you're not having to pay to keep the money there. With a house, you're having to pay. You got to pay taxes. You got to pay insurance. Stock market, no cash flow. Goes up and up, and then it drops. Then it goes up and up and drops. So real estate, you've got cash flow, you've got equity capture, you've got appreciation, you have principal pay down, you have tax advantage. That sounds like something that is an investment vehicle that will best suit your long-term objectives. I just looked. Here's a deal that came across my desk today. It's a single family home. Total out-of-pocket investment is $12,000. Now, why is that? Because we're going to use a hard money loan going into it. A hard money lender, that's a short-term loan, interest only, that you use just while you're doing rehab. Because the hard money lender will lend you money based on your after-repair value. You're going to buy the house, it's $50,000. You're going to fix it up, it's going to be worth $100,000. The lender will lend you money based on that after-repair value of $100,000, 70% of that. So, you're going to have $12,000 out of pocket. This is a deal that I saw today that came across from one of our Lifestyles realtors. The cash flow on this house is $539 per month. That is a 52% cash on cash return. Get this, capital gain, $37,000. You got a 300% return on the equity capture at $6,468 a year cash flow. Now, let me just back up again. So will your gold produce $6,400 a year in cash flow? No. Will your 401k produce $6,400 a year in cash flow? No. Will your paid off home create $6,400 a year in cash? No. How about your stock? How about your mutual fund? How about any other investment vehicle that you can name? Is there anything that you can invest $12,000 in and earn $6,468 a year or $539 a month? No, of course not. There's not. It's only residential real estate. It's the best investment vehicle there is because you make money in so many different ways. Now, if you're trying, let's say your goal before we talked today was, I need to have a big pile of money. Financial planners say I need to have $1.5 million in the bank. Well, if you're going for that big pile of money, how much of a pile of money would you need to have to produce cash flow of $6,400 a year? Well, you're going to earn, if you're lucky, around 3% on that money. That means you're going to need $215,000 to earn $6,400. But do you realize what an unproductive use of money that is? $215,000 sitting in a bank account to earn $6,400 a year. That's crazy. Because I just showed you, I saw a deal today, and I see these deals all the time, that we can make $6,400 a year on a $12,000 investment. If you have $215,000 in any other investment vehicle, you cannot retire. You can't, ever. Unless you can live off of $6,400 a year, because that's going to be all the cash flow you're going to be able to earn from that money. Otherwise, you're just consuming those dollars, and you're hoping you die before you run out. In residential real estate, $215,000 can retire you in 5 years or less. You put that in 10 houses, averaging $400 a month in cash flow. And when I say cash flow, that's after principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. After all expenses, $400 a month. That's $4,000 a month in cash flow. For some of you listening to me right now, $48,000 a year in cash flow from residential real estate would retire you because it's going to be largely tax-free. It's more like $60,000 a year. For some of you, it might retire you or your spouse. When maybe one of you is retired, the other one is then on the way to retirement. You're getting there. You double your principal through appreciation and equity capture over 2 to 3 years. Now you're close to $500,000 and you're cash flowing close to $100,000, again, which is largely tax-free if you're doing it right. Now, I've not told you to buy any real estate yet because remember I started out, it's 2020, it's a crazy time. What in the world am I supposed to do? So I haven't told you to buy anything yet. I'm just trying to get you to think, to make a goal. The goal is what is the amount of passive income that I need to retire the way I want to? Then I need you to focus on determine which investment vehicle will suit that objective. So far, I haven't asked you to buy anything in terms of real estate. So unless you're massively wealthy, the way you're going to have enough passive income to meet or exceed those bills is by investing in real estate, specifically residential real estate. Okay. So there we go. That's one and two. Number three, for 2020 and all the turmoil, I need you to get educated. How are you going to do that? Well, the best way I know is to go to my live stream workshop, free workshop. It's free. It's 90 minutes. In that class, myself or one of my other two presenters, we tell you how real estate makes money in five different ways. I've alluded to it here, but I give you a much clearer explanation, slides and all that kind of magic stuff on the computer. so that you see how real estate makes you money. I also will show you some case studies, some real life people who don't work for Lifestyles Unlimited. They're just members of Lifestyles Unlimited. They've taken the education. They've gone out and done the stuff. And I'll share with you what they've done, what their successes have been. And that is from recent case studies. Then I'll show you the six principles that we use to provide for our families and run our businesses. Now, real quickly, why is our education the best? Well, real simple. We have proof. National Apartment Association has 82,000 members representing more than 10 million apartment homes globally. Every year since 2006, a Lifestyles Unlimited member has taken the education, gone out, invested, and done it with such excellence that they've won the National Apartment Association's top award because that's how good the education is. So hang with me through the last part. I'm going to finish this up, tell you how to get going, how to move forward through all the turmoil in 2020. Glad you're with me today. Having a good time.
It comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we got to find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Hey, David Ruzicka again with Lifestyles Unlimited. Glad you're with me today. Last couple of things. So I'm helping you out here today with 2020 and all the turmoil. What in the world are you supposed to do right now? You hear the guy coming in on the break says, hey, create the passive income to create the lifestyle you want. And so the first thing, I said what I need you to do is write down a goal. How much passive income do you need to retire the way you want to? Meaning, how much passive income to replace to meet or exceed your bills. And if you want to add some onto your bills, maybe you've really battened down the hatches this year, your expenses are very low, but maybe you want to do some other things. Maybe you want to go on some more vacations. There are some other things that will cost more money. Well, you need to add those that in there as well as expenses. And then you come up with a number. This is how much passive income I would need to meet or exceed these bills. Then number two, determine what investment vehicle is best suited to meet your long-term investment objectives. The only investment vehicle that's going to provide you cash flow in a way that you can retire and enjoy the lifestyle you want to is going to be residential real estate. Number three is where I was as we finished off, and that is get educated. You've got to get educated. Now, notice so far, I've not told you to buy any real estate, so don't panic. I'm just telling you, here are the things that you can do today, right now. So go to my live stream free workshop. Go to Lifestyles Unlimited, sign up for the workshop. I'm going to share with you how you make money in five different ways, the six principles we use to provide for our families and run our businesses. And, you know, it's not really a sales pitch. I'm just telling you what you have to do if you want to have a passive income in your life. And the reason I say Lifestyles Unlimited, there are probably other places you can go for the education. You can go to the public library. We're not teaching anything that's new or secret. It's just basic real estate investing. But here's the thing. I mentioned this right before the break. The National Apartment Association represents more than 10 million apartment homes globally. And every year since 2006, a Lifestyles Unlimited member has taken the education. They've gone out and they've purchased an apartment complex. And they have run it with such excellence that they have been awarded one of the the best in their category for the National Apartment Association for that year. Okay, that sentence didn't make any sense at all. Sorry about that. So they have won the top award. That's what I was trying to say. The top award in their category from the National Apartment Association every single year since 2006. That is 14 years in a row. Now, if you have a company that is teaching people how to retire with real estate, you owe it to yourself to check out one of our free workshops. During that workshop, I will show you some actual people that are retiring right now, that are doing the business, they're doing the stuff, and on their way to retirement and having financial freedom. So again, I didn't say buy yet. I just said go to the free workshop. I've not asked you to actually go buy any real estate yet. So I want you just to do today what you'll thank yourself for in a year. I talk to people all the time. They say, yeah, I'm finally joining. I put this off for 5 years. Why would you do that? No, go ahead, make the time. It's 90 minutes. We have classes at night. We have them during the day, all times, and they're all live stream. So get the education. That's the next step. Then number four, again, for 2020 and all the turmoil that's going on, what am I supposed to do? You need to find a mentor. You need to find a mentor. If you look at your life, you look at your income, you look at your cash flow, you look at what you're doing in terms of your investments, and you say, wow, at the rate I'm going, I will never retire. Well, if you need a more effective plan, there are one of two things you can do. You continue down the path you're on. You can make some adjustments here and there around the edges and hope that you get a different result. Of course, you know the definition of insanity. It's doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for a different result. Doesn't work. Instead, I want you to stop trying to reinvent the wheel. Go out and find someone who's gotten out of life what you want and imitate them. Andrew Carnegie, he called this a mastermind group. Robbins calls it a role model or a mentor. And I'm going to use mentor throughout the rest of this time that we're talking about this, because that's what Lifestyles Unlimited is all about. Now, I don't know about you, but finding a mentor makes a lot more sense to me than stumbling around in the dark trying to find my own way, which I actually tried to do. I've tried to do at different times in my life. It never works out. Where am I going to find a mentor, though? Well, my first thought would be my parents. I would say my dad, because guess what? I have the best dad in the world. Nobody has a better dad than I do. He's passed away in 2012, but still, best dad ever. I mean, you might think you have a better dad. That's only because you never met my dad. We could argue about it from now until Monday. Everybody would agree. David Ruzicka has the best dad. So taught me those things that you want a dad to teach you. How to be resilient. Do the right thing. Be a man. How to hunt. Don't be a wuss. All those kind of things. And he was an expert in the financial markets. He told me, he said, this is your financial plan, David. He said, you're going to save and invest and save and invest and save and invest. And you're going to do that from the time you're 25 until you're 60. And you might have enough to retire on as long as you live at a lower standard of living, which I always thought. I never asked him this. I don't know why I didn't. I'm like, wait, what about the golden years? Where'd those go? So we're going to assume you're going to retire, live at a lower standard of living, and we're going to assume you're going to die before you run out of money. Because when you think about it, what we do in retirement is we consume our dollars and hope that we die before we run out. Thinking, okay, maybe there's another map out there. Maybe there's another mentor out there for me. Next place I would think would be friends. Friends would be a good place to look for a mentor, right? Specifically the ones that look like success. I got a couple of those. One makes quite a bit of money, has made quite a bit of money. Has a Lamborghini, amazing house, bunch of cars, Greek columns around his swimming pool, a kitchen area out there. We're out there one morning having coffee. And he said, you know, David, this all came at great, great cost. And I'm sure I had a look on my face like, duh. And he said, no, you don't understand. He said, this is 40 years of working like a madman. He said, nights, working days, working all the time, high relational costs. He said, that beautiful house, he said, that thing is like a cage. He said, I spent so many nights pacing up and down, just trying to keep all the balls in there. He said, I felt like a rat on a spinning wheel, nonstop motion to keep everything going. So he had great, great wealth, but not the lifestyle that I wanted. Other place to look for mentors, real estate gurus. You know, back in the day, you turn on the TV late at night and there's a real estate guru talking about how to buy real estate with no money down. And the reason they were on late at night is because the one thing you can't do when you are having financial problems, you can't sleep. So you turn on the TV and there's a guy talking about real estate with no money down. You're like, I got no money. I'm down with that. And I actually think I mentioned a week or two ago, I actually bought one of those programs. Never did anything with it. Found out years later that one of the keys in the first book of that of that program that I bought was you need to surround yourself with successful, like-minded people. And I didn't know anybody that knew anything about real estate. So you need a mentor. You want to go and you want to find a mentor who knows about real estate. For me, that was through Lifestyles Unlimited. I had a mentor. This guy, first time I met him, he was talking in front of a group. He said, I have a net worth of $2 million. He was younger than me. He had, I think, 20 houses, and he was my mentor. So I began talking to him all the time, emailing him every time I had a question. As that when I bought my first house, my first investment property, I was emailing him. I was calling him every day of the week. Hey, what do I do about this? What do I do about that? I'd wake up in the middle of the night, panicked, because it's my first deal. Ah, what do I do? And I'd email him and say, settle down, go watch this class online. Oh, okay. I watched the class online. Problem solved. Oh, wait, actually there never was a problem. So you want a mentor who has gone where you want to go and you want to follow in his steps or follow in her steps. You need to find a mentor, okay? Number five, for 2020 and all the turmoil, what in the world am I supposed to do? So far, I haven't told you to do anything difficult. I told you to find a mentor. I've not told you to spend a dime on real estate yet. Now I'm going to tell you that. Number five, after you've gotten the education, after you set the goal, you know what your passive income needs to be. After you've got the education, you have a mentor. After you determine the investment vehicle that's going to best suit your long-term investment objectives, which has got to be real estate because you want cash flow, then I want you to go into overdrive protection mode by investing in the asset that has the most protection possible. Let me repeat that. That's a lot of words. Go into overdrive. Just put it there. Go into overdrive protection mode by investing in the asset that has the most protection possible. Who cares if Biden wins, if Trump wins, if Corona keeps going on? We're going to invest in the most protective asset possible. We're going to take massive action. That's going to be real estate. Tony Robbins says the concept of taking massive action simply means that you commit to taking action until you get your desired results. He says, this sounds deceptively simple, but do not underestimate how impactful it can be when put into practice. You want to take massive action. It means you're going to commit to taking action until you get your desired results. Remember at the very beginning, number one, what is the passive income you need to retire? Now, commit to taking action until you get to that desired result. You're going to do that with real estate, investing in the asset that has the most protection possible because you make money in five different ways. You heard Dell during the break, tripled his net worth from 2008 to 2010. Go ahead, sign up for one of the workshops. Want to share with you more. Hope you have a great, great day. Make it a great one.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.